Regina, with by-elections around the corner and a general election not far away in 2024, Saskatchewan's political parties are getting ready by putting their candidates in place. The Saskatchewan Party will get started on the road to 2024 on Friday when they nominate Premier Scott Moe to officially run again in Rothbury-Shelbrooke. The party confirmed on their social media feeds that Moe is indeed staying on to fight another election as both MLA and Premier. In a statement issued Wednesday, Moe said it was an honor to serve the people of Rothbury-Shelbrooke as their MLA, and I look forward to running for re-election, not only as their MLA but as Premier of our great province. He pointed to thousands of new jobs being created and a population growing at its fastest pace in more than a century. That will be the choice in the next election. A choice between the Saskatchewan Party's record of growth that works for everyone and the NDP record of no growth that didn't work for anyone. This is just the first in a long line of Sask Party nomination meetings expected throughout 2023. In related news, a former longtime Sask Party president has announced he is seeking the nomination in Lloydminster. James Thorstenson recently announced he is seeking the nomination in Lloydminster, which is currently held by the Sask Party's Colleen Young. His candidacy has been endorsed by former Lloydminster MLAs Tim McMillan and Milt Wakefield, and former MLA and MP Alan Kirpin. In his statement, Thorstenson acknowledged the work of Young but said, "It is time for a new voice in Regina. I will be that strong voice for the people of the Lloydminster constituency." A date for a nomination meeting in Lloydminster has not yet been announced. All the parties must have candidates in place soon for three by-elections that must be held this summer to fill vacancies in Regina Coronation Park, Regina Walsh Acres and Lumsden Morse. The New Democrats have already lined up a candidate in Coronation Park. Nor Berkey, a small business owner and educator who had also run in 2020, won a contested nomination on Wednesday night. "It is my honor to represent the NDP in this by-election," said Berkey in a statement. "As a business owner, educator and father, my dedication is to ensuring the brightest future possible for my children, your children, and everyone in Saskatchewan. I am so excited to have a pillar of the community like Noor as our candidate in Regina Coronation Park," said NDP leader Carla Beck in a statement. "It's clear that he has energized folks here in Regina Coronation Park and is ready to represent his constituents. With his proven track record of action, I know he will work tirelessly to serve the people of Regina Coronation as their MLA, and I cannot wait to hit the doors with him to make that a reality." Regina Coronation Park had been previously held by Sask Party MLA Mark Docherty, who resigned earlier this year. The by-elections have not been called as of yet and dates have not been set.